Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'd like to give special thanks for my producer who's making it happen today, Mr. Logan Landers. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Today's video, we're going to highlight SWAC legend, NFL legend, Hall of Famer, Mr. Ken Riley, from Florida A&M by way of the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. When you talk about football players that really deserve their flowers or deserve their recognition, I think this young man on the screen today, Ken Riley, is one of the best football players that ever played on any level, was at Florida A&M, was with the Cincinnati Bengals. And what I like about his story is that not only he did it on the football field, but he did it academically. When he was playing quarterback at Florida A&M, and I didn't know this, I had never heard this mentioned on any level. His senior year in 1967, a lot of people didn't know that Ken Riley Jr. was a Rhodes Scholar finalist. Let that sink in. He was a Rhodes Scholar finalist. That's what you call a top of the academic achievement on a level where you get to go over to Oxford and London, England. That is a hell of an honor, man. I never really thought we even had a player coming out of HBCU that was a Rhodes Scholar that heavily academically strong. That's why everything happened well with this young man. He went into the National Football League, drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals. Went in, drafted as a quarterback. They told him the first day of practice, Paul Brown, stated, Mr. Riley, after the first practice, we're going to move you to cornerback. Now, here's a guy that's a Rhodes Scholar, played at the highest level at Florida A&M under Jake Gaither. You're going to move him to cornerback, a position he's never played in his life. Never. Back in 1968, well, let's face reality, they weren't allowing African-Americans to play the quarterback position. But see, God has a plan. When your guy is grounded, this guy much matured than the average 22-year-old at that time, and a guy that knows his purpose and direction in life, Ken Riley. The first year, he started by midseason at the cornerback position. Let me keep this in your mind. He never played the position. Then he went on and played 15 years. Ended up having 65 receptions, 596 return yardage, 5 touchdowns. And at the cornerback position, he had 18 fumble recoveries. So that's telling me he's sticking his nose in there and making tackles. Think about that one more time. Here's a guy that got drafted as a quarterback. First day of practice, Paul Brown tells him, hey, my man, I'm going to change you to cornerback. We're going to take you from being a quarterback to a cornerback. And the reason, to tell you the truth, was the story, they had drafted Greg Cook out of University of Cincinnati. He was what they call a can't miss prospect, and he ended up never playing a down in the National Football League because he had a rotator cuff injury. See, God is in this plan. Don't take me away from what I'm saying today. I don't want to preach about Mr. Ken Riley, but I got to. His skill set, competitive A-plus as a corner. His motivation, A-plus. Never played the position. Student of the game, A-plus. His leadership, A-plus. His physical feel for the ball, A-plus. Of course, he had that FBI, football intelligence, A+. Outstanding, A+ again. True professional at the position, A+. Commitment as a corner, A+. Man-to-man coverage, A+. Couldn't do it no better than Ken Riley. Closing quickness, A+. That's why he had 65 interceptions. Instincts, A+. The ability to read and react, A+. The ball awareness for Mr. Ken Riley, A+. The confidence, A+. And the ball skills, A+. And go back to a moment in his career, December 12th, 1976. He had three interceptions and Joe Namath's last game as the quarterback for the New York Jets. And he had 96 fumble return yards in his career. And he returned kicks. He had 334 kickoff return yards. And he played in seven postseason games and played in Super Bowl 1982 against the San Francisco 49ers. And he played in over 200 NFL games. See, what God has for you, can nobody stop you. Ken Riley was a special, special human being and a special person. I'd like to say this today on 100 Yards of Football. It's a tragedy that he didn't get elected earlier, that he had to go in 2023 and wasn't here to see that ceremony. And I want to give immense blessings to his family, to the Florida A&M Nation for being disrespected like that. Man, what a football player. But most of all, I want everybody that's watching this video today, Ken Riley was a Rhodes Scholar. And when he was at Florida A&M, he never made under an A. 4.0. You can look at the guy on the pitch and tell him God is in his life. He had a plan for Ken Riley. Florida A&M is playing Howard University this week for the HBCU Championship in Atlanta. And I want to give, again, kudos to the Florida A&M Rattler Nation. Y'all lost a great, great person, a great individual, and an ambassador of your school in Ken Riley. But it's an honor and a pleasure that he got voted to the 2023 NFL Hall of Fame. Special thanks to my booster again, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today on 100 Yards Football. I'm Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed. A man of stone, a man of honor, a man of integrity, and a man of courage. Ken Riley Jr., cornerback, Florida A&M, by way of the Cincinnati Bengals.